Today is Thursday, May 16th. We're talking about Trump's newest plan for an immigration overhaul and why the U.S. says it will not join the fight against online hate. Plus, a new plan for robocalls, a new Uber feature so you don't have to chat with your driver, and a record-breaking TV show comes to an end. Then hang out after the news for today's Thing to Know Thursday bonus interview. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Trump is set to lay out his new plan to overhaul the U.S. immigration system. And this one would favor people based on merit. That means people with degrees, high-level skills, and job offers would have a better chance of getting into the U.S. That's different from our current system. Right now, immigrants are more likely to get into the country if they already have family here. About two-thirds of the green cards issued go to relatives. But this new plan likely won't get too far. One reason? It doesn't address the millions of illegal immigrants already in the country, or the hundreds of thousands of so-called Dreamers, young undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Protecting Dreamers has been a top priority for Democrats. The AP reports our immigration system has not been overhauled in about three decades, and it'll continue to be an uphill battle to change it, since Democrats and Republicans in Congress just don't agree much on this issue. Tensions are high between the U.S., Iran, and Iraq. Today, there's a high-level meeting with U.S. lawmakers from both parties where they'll get a bit more information about what the White House says is a rising threat from Iran. In fact, U.S. officials ordered all non-essential staff and their families to leave Iraq due to threats linked to Iran. The New York Times says photographs of missiles that could be fired at U.S. Navy ships are part of the concern. But some lawmakers feel they're still in the dark about what's really happening, and some are worried this is going down a path toward war with Iran. White House officials say they don't want war, but are prepared for any attack on the U.S. To be continued. More than a dozen countries and a handful of U.S. tech companies have all signed an agreement in what The Hill says is the largest global effort against online extremism. But the U.S. is choosing to sit this one out and not sign it. Why? NBC News reports the White House says it's concerned about restricting free speech. The agreement is named the Christchurch Call. It was started in response to the mass shooting in Christchurch, New Zealand, that killed 51 people and was live-streamed on Facebook. The agreement is basically a way for governments to show they're committed to tackling hate content and violence online. And it calls on social media companies to step up their efforts, too. Amazon, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and Twitter have all signed the pledge. Now some U.S. lawmakers are criticizing President Trump for not joining this effort and putting the U.S. at odds with allies like France, Canada, and the EU. In fact, The Verge reports the White House instead launched a new tool yesterday for the people who get banned, telling users to report it if they think social media sites are censoring them because of political bias. Robocalls may soon be gone for good. The FCC wants phone companies to automatically block those calls for you for free. In Gadget reports, phone companies have tried to stop them before, but the FCC says a lot of them quit because it's not clear if what they're doing is actually legal. If the FCC's plan does pass, carriers would not have to worry about that anymore. The Wall Street Journal reports the commission will vote on this next month. By the way, robocalls are still one of the top things people complain about. The U-Mail Robocall Index says 48 billion of those calls were made last year alone. Fewer women are having children. The U.S. birth rate is the lowest it's been in more than three decades. In a new report, the CDC says the birth rate dropped about 2% last year. That may not sound like a lot, but we've actually seen a steady decline over the last several years. And on top of that, the women who are having kids aren't having as many. The fertility rate was at a record low. Experts are somewhat surprised. Usually when the economy is bad, a low birth rate is expected. People can't afford to have as many children. But the economy has since bounced back, so researchers thought the birth and fertility rates would do the same. They didn't. In some ways, it's seen as positive, like fewer teens getting pregnant and more women empowered in the workforce. In other ways, it's a bit concerning, like the impact of a shrinking population on the future economy. All right, we still have much more news ahead, but first, a quick thank you to this week's sponsor, Swap.com. I'll be honest, I've dreaded thrift shopping because of all the time and effort it can take to search through racks and racks of clothes at a store to find just one thing I might like. But with Swap.com, I can avoid all of that and just get the good parts of thrift shopping, like 90% off the retail price on popular brands like Nike, Carter's, and Lululemon. And you can use easy online filters to find exactly what you want in the right size and style in just minutes. And then Swap.com will ship it right to your door. Plus, the positive impacts of supporting secondhand clothing is something you can feel good about. And there's something for everyone at Swap.com. Women's, men's, juniors, kids, baby, and maternity. Plus, if something doesn't fit, there are hassle-free returns within 30 days. Just go to swap.com/newsworthy for a special offer. You can sign up to get free shipping on your first purchase. Just enter your email address to get that offer. Again, it's swap.com/newsworthy. A low-risk way to give online thrifting a try. Swap.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Construction on the world's first 3D printed community will start soon. The New York Times says a Swiss designer is teaming up with a nonprofit and a construction technology company to make this happen. The trio will build 50 small houses for a community of farmers and weavers in Latin America. The printing will be done on site, and each building will only take about 24 hours to print or build. The designers say this is all possible because of a very big 3D printer. It's basically machinery that gets programmed to pump out concrete in a certain way. We actually first told you about this back in March of 2018, but now the homes are set to start printing this summer, and the first family is scheduled to move in by the beginning of next year. There's a new kind of DIY that could mean not having to go to the doctor. Researchers say they're working on an app to detect an ear infection. NPR reports the app uses your phone and a small paper funnel. You put the tip of the funnel into the ear, and the app will then play chirping sounds. Depending on how the sounds echo in your ear, the app is supposed to be able to tell if there's fluid in there, which is a sign of an ear infection. Gizmodo says so far the app has about an 80% accuracy rate, but it's not ready yet. It would need to be approved by the FDA before it could hit the market. Well, you may not have to hear your Uber driver talk as much if you don't want to. Uber is making it easier to personalize your ride with a so-called rider preference. For example, quiet mode. CNET says this lets drivers choose how much conversation they want to have while in the car. They can choose from quiet preferred, happy to chat, and no preference. TechCrunch says with the new feature, customers can also request things like car temperature or help with luggage. It's available now, but only on the more expensive rides with Uber Black. It's the longest running multi-camera comedy in TV history, but after 12 seasons, The Big Bang Theory is ending. The one-hour series finale airs tonight. The show collected 10 Emmys and 7 Golden Globes, and The Hollywood Reporter says the cast earned $1 million an episode. It was still one of TV's highest-rated comedies, but one of the stars ultimately decided he was ready to walk away. Entertainment Tonight says the final episode is full of surprises and even has a bonus scene at the end. The show airs at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Thing to Know Thursday, where a different expert explains a different thing to know only on Thursdays after the news. We've heard a lot in the news lately about fast food restaurants offering meatless options on their menus. The company Beyond Meat just went public, and there's a rising number of Americans and businesses going vegan. In fact, The Economist called 2019 the year of the vegan, citing that a quarter of 25 to 34-year-olds are now vegetarian or vegan. In fact, this week is known as National Vegetarian Week. So why and how is this all going mainstream? My guest today is vegan chef and wellness expert Leslie Durso. She's the current vegan chef at the Four Seasons in Punta Mita, Mexico, and works as a consulting chef for other hotels, resorts, and restaurants. Her show, Accidentally Vegan, is on FabFitFun TV, and she's been featured on media ranging from the Food Network to Glamour magazine. So here's my conversation with Chef Leslie Durso. Hi, Leslie. Thanks so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So do you agree with this article in The Economist that 2019 is the year of the vegan? And why do you think it's more mainstream now than it ever has been before?
Why I think that it's gaining momentum? Well, I think people go vegan for three reasons. And so it's the same three reasons for why it's so popular. They're either doing it for the love of animals, for their health, or for the environment. And there's never been more news around the environment and your health right now and how a plant-based diet can affect both of those things.
So what have you seen in your own personal experience and your professional experience over the years as more people become vegan, as businesses recognize that and start getting on board? So specifically, I know you're a vegan chef for the Four Seasons. Have you noticed a difference in guest requests or availability when you go out to eat?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, when I stopped eating meat at the age of 7, the only non-dairy option was to get powdered rice milk that you had to mix in with water. It was absolutely disgusting. And yet last year was the first year that non-dairy milk sales outdid traditional dairy milk sales. So it's very exciting time. The Four Seasons, again, we started with fairly limited offerings, and we've now become the most vegan-friendly 5-star resort in the entire world.
And at the end of the day, Four Seasons is a business. So they base it on what they can sell and what people are ordering.
Absolutely. And the demand is there. And the demand is there not just from vegans, but from people that are looking to eat a little bit healthier. And there are a lot of what I like to call veg curious people out there, people that aren't necessarily 100% vegan, but do like to consume about 80% vegan food.
Vegan and vegetarian food items have also been in the news because of fast food restaurants adding a lot of meatless options. For example, Burger King just came out with the Impossible Whopper, which is using a meatless company, Impossible Foods, to have a meatless burger. We also saw the company Beyond Meat go public and do well at in the stock market. So what does that tell you to see these fast food restaurants of all places start to add in meatless options? And can you also explain what is in a meatless burger that is meant to quote unquote bleed like a burger?
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, I think that the trend is fantastic that it's starting at the mainstream. I always thought that it would start at the top of the culinary world and trickle its way down. And I'm so excited that the base of fast food is embracing vegan food like it has. Taco Bell has an entire guide on their website on how to eat vegan at their restaurant. They clearly see the appeal because these burgers are not just in there as an option, but they are doing really well. I know Del Taco has sold out of their Beyond Meat tacos multiple times and has had to figure out how to meet the demand. Now, people ask me all the time, what is it? The Impossible Burger is based with soy protein. It used to be wheat protein, but they changed their formulation so that it could be gluten-free. And the Impossible Burger contains something called heme, which is a compound that's found normally in animal meat, and it's what they've been able to make the burger tastes so much like meat. It's an iron compound, but it's kind of wild how much it tastes like a real burger. And then the Beyond Burger is a pea protein isolate base, and they use beet juice extract for the color, and they inject it in there so that when you bite it, the burger actually bleeds.
How much is it the next generation, the younger generation, that is leading the way in this?
Oh, it definitely is. When you look at all the studies and you look at the culture, you'll see that it's usually kids that are going off to college that are finally making their food choices for the first time for themselves that are choosing to not eat meat or to eat less meat. And it's the first time they kind of have full control over what is on the plate in front of them. It's very exciting. The number of vegans in the U.S. alone has increased 600%.
And as always, you can read more about our guest and this topic in today's show notes. And by the way, because of this interview, Leslie and our mutual friend Allison Melody from the Food Heals podcast are offering the Newsworthy listeners $100 off their vegan Italian getaway happening next month. It's for like-minded women who want to immerse themselves in Italian culture and life, vegan style. So if you want more information, just email info@foodhealsnation.com and mention the Newsworthy for $100 off. Again, you'll find a link to that and all of today's stories and topics and sources in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and find today's date. Thank you so much for listening. As always, The Newsworthy is here for you by 4 in the morning every weekday. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.